Blog Talk Radio. Because of a lion shall break every chain.
Everyone, brother DeWater, you all?
Yes, ma'am. Brother Drew told me you'd be
here. I'll turn it
yesterday.
Over to you, sir. And brother Coheen is not on the line yet.
Okay, but when he come on, if he come on, put him on.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All righty. Sister Drew, I've talked about this subject many a time. We talked about this subject, and I decided to go back and do this subject. I'm going to do a live version of this lecture here. Not a lecture, it's a story that we're going to have storytelling time by asking ourselves a question. We're going to ask ourselves a question. Who is Jesus Christ? And when we ask that question, then we'll go in a chronological order, but in order to get to what was number one, we have to start with this word that done got 42 million black African Americans up under a spell. He's up under a spell by this word, Jesus Christ. So everything that's in the world of religion has a history to it. And we're going to ask ourselves, who is Jesus? In the He didn't become Jesus Christ until the 16th century in the Reformation of the church. These are facts that we've been to put down. In the 4th century, he was known as Jesus, I-E-S-U-S, Christo. And if you get a 1611 King James Bible, and they said that this 1881 Bible was translated out of it. That's a lie, because the word translate means to copy exactly. And in the 1611, it's spelled I-E-S-U-S. It's not spelled, it's no J's in the 1611 King James Version of it, because they still was up here reforming the church. The church had broke away from the Eastern and Western churches, had broke away from each other. We know this for a fact, so we're going back. Now, when we go back to the 2nd century of the Roman Catholic Church, we'll see that his name in the beginning was Jesus Krishna. Now, in the 4th century, you'll see Constantine. You will see Constantine will appear in the 4th century. Constantine was an emperor that worshiped a god called Mithra. It wasn't a Latin god. It wasn't a Greco-Roman god. It was a Hindu god that the Carthaginians, the warriors of the Carthaginians who had never been conquered in that day and time, worshiped this god. So Constantine, the Greeks, the Romans thought that this would give them power if they worshiped this god Mithra. The high priest to Mithra was called the Promus Maximus. And this is how we know that Christianity is nothing but Mithraism, which is an old pagan religion of the Hindus, which is the Avastar. You can Google all this, so you can go do the research. Don't believe a damn thing I said. This god, the high priest, was known as the Promus Maximus. How we know that Christianity in 2021 is the same as this religion is, that the Pope, that's the in Vatican, his title is Promus Maximus as we speak. Now, Jesus Krishna, that's very, very interesting, because Jesus was the god of Western Rome. Krishna was the god of Eastern Rome, and Constantine was in the fight in the 4th century. He was in the fight. The Muslims was in the invading, but he was having conflict within his kingdom between the Druids and the Hindus of whose god was the baddest god. They was in the fight to see whose god was Jesus the baddest god or Krishna was the baddest god. Now, Sister Drew, this is where we see the beginning of what? Racism. Because Jesus Krishna was the gods of the Druids. That's a Germanic race of people. Krishna is the son of Siva in Burma. In Hindu religion, it's the Trinity of, he's the son in the Trinity. Krishna means black in the language also. So Constantine say that he made both gods with equal power so he could fight the Muslims, and he told a lie. He had a dream and said put a cross on his shield, but that was a sign of the Roman Catholic Church. He later became the sign of the Crusaders. Later become the sign of crazy ass niggas with them, with all this gold hanging around their cross around their head, which the cross was a symbol of suffering and pain. And every black African American that you see got a cross hanging around his neck. That's why his ass got so much suffering and pain. We see that this is the beginning of racism right here in religion, of a religion that later became known as Christianity. Because it was first called Christdom. That's what it was called at first. We also see that this name, Jesus Krishna, is not Yehuda, which is a Jew. We can see that it ain't got no Jewish connection. Jesus Krishna is Latin. So Jesus Christ were Latin gods, is a Latin god, till he got revised and put into another version, which we're going to trace the history of when he got revised, put into another version to come out to be in the 16th century Jesus Christ, which is the same. Now, the church will tell you his name was Yahshua. Well, the word Yahshua is a Hebrew word with a language that begins with Aleph, Beit, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Wazai, Kray, Tate, Yaw, Kah, Lama, Mel, Noon, Sinai, Pei, Kala, Su, Reishin, Ta. That word Yahshua come out of that language, and it ain't Latin. That word is not the name of a person. That is a statement. Yahshua is, Yah is salvation. Now, you got a problem right there because you got to know who the F-Y-A-H is. Who is this Yah? Well, if you go in Psalm 68 and 4, in the 1881 King James Bible, they'll spell it J-A-H, but that was translated out of I-A-H, and that was translated out of Y-A-H. It'll tell you who Y-A-H is. And YAH in the language is in its feminine form because YA is in its masculine form. And what makes the language, which is the Yala Kodash, not Hebrew, because you take the vowels out of Aleph Beit, you got Abba, Gada, Waha, Ba. You got another language. You find that language at the 119 Psalms in the 1881 King James Bible at the Angelic Gospel Christian Episcopal Church of America. Say that's their book. And it was God's word. So Yahshua means Yah salvation. So who the hell is Yah? Ask any Christian preacher, who is this? When you run into this fool, and I'm telling you how, when you run into one of these black African American fools that's a Christian. And they Bible tell you about a race of people that liken in knowledge. If we look up the word ignorant, it'll say liken in knowledge. So we know that we got 42 million black African Americans that's Democrats and Republicans and Christians that's named after they oppressor walking around in America today. We know we got these VIP goddamn fools. When you meet one, you ought to already know what he is. You ought to know what he already is. That's what make you have peace of mind, because you know what the hell you're looking at. Now let's look at the history of the Roman Catholic Church so we get a better understanding on it. See, in the 5th century, we're going to see when the argument starts. The Coptic Church, which is the Church of Ethiopia, Egypt, and the Jacobites, which is the King James Church of England, separated from the Catholic Church. Now, you had a separation first from the Roman Catholic Church. You had some people got the organ, and they said that they was Catholic. The Roman Catholics over here by themselves. In the 5th century, the people that said they was Catholic, they got the organ about Christmas when Jesus was born, when his name was Jesus Christmas was born at that period in time. And the Coptic Church and the Jacobite Church separated from them. Then at 1054, they got the organ over the birthday, because they said everybody knew that was Nimrod's birthday, December the 25th. And your Orthodox churches, all your Orthodox churches, your Eastern Orthodox and Western Orthodox churches, separated at 1054. Now let's look at this, because see, in 2021, when January the 15th comes, whatever day is on, we can turn our TV on and see the Orthodox Church holding Christmas, the birth of Jesus. On December the 24th, we can see the Catholic Church, the Roman Catholic Church, and the Protestant Church, and the Angelic Episcopal Churches, the Calvinism Churches, the Reformed Churches are celebrating Jesus' birthday. And my question is, who's telling the goddamn lie? See, this is what documentation beats all bullshit conversation. You become a prosecutor on their ass. We prosecuting their ass right now. This is how you prosecute them. This is how you take them. Any religion. See, all religion is man-made, and no such thing as a God. God is a title that somebody, that a man done put up on himself, and the God is a Germanic race of people. So only the Germanic race of people who lived in the northern hemisphere believed in gods. The reason that the other hemispheres believe in God is because the people of the northern hemisphere conquered your ass and give you God. That's the only way that you believe in God. They conquered you, and you got history. That we're going to go through your history of a race of people that was given some shit 151 years ago, and they got the Holy Ghost with it now. They caught the Holy Ghost with it. Now, when we go to the 16th century, you'll see some people got the organ with the Catholic Church said he wrote a 93, 91, 92, 93 theses and nailed it on their door. Lutheran came the Lutheran church. Now, this is a Protestant church. This is the only Protestant church it is Lutheran. Only Protestant church you got in Germany, Sweden, America, and other countries. This is the only Lutheran church which is Protestant. At that Reformation in the 16th, when they were splitting at that Reformation, another group of churches, people came out, said they was angelic gospel epistle. Now, those people that came out is called Americans, because America's national religion is angelic gospel Christian epistle. And why is it that? Is that because they're up under the Nicene, they said that it was all right for some people to be with the Nicene Creed, and it all right for some people to be with the Apostolic Creed, and it was all right with some people to be with the Tertullian Creed. You could be whatever you wanted to be and worship any kind of religion when you lived in America. You was free to worship whatever you wanted to worship. And out of the Angelic Episcopal Church came first the Salvation Army. I find it silly when we're tracing this history on this map. Then the Methodists, and then the Baptists, and then the Pentecostal, and then the other churches came. Now, also in the 16th century of when Luther was breaking away from the church, there was a man named John Calvin called Calvinism, broke away and started something they call Calvinism, which Calvinism turned into a Presbyterian and the Reformed churches. You got all these churches right now here in America. The churches that split in the 16th century of the Reformation, they all in the Western, they all in America. They not cross the water. Some of them done come, brought their ass over here. They got synagogues here. Every religion got their temples and synagogues in America. As we speak, it's just like the ancient history of the Kaaba, when all the pagan gods was in the Kaaba at one time. 360 of them, all of them is here in America, every last one of them. You ain't got none that's missing of all the paganism that was over here. Now, this person that was Jesus Christ, Jesus Krishna, in the 16th century, he was Jesus Christ. Now, the Apostolic Creed and the Nicene Creed clearly tells you, and the Tertullian Creed clearly tells you, they believe in the Holy Catholic Church. That's in their doctrine. If you, so all the religion over here believe in the Holy Catholic Church, meaning that you pay tithes to the Pope in Rome. You can't do shit. Bush was the only one president that went against the Pope's order that not to go to war. He made T.D. Jakes the spokesman for the soldiers, and T.D. Jakes prayed for the soldiers to go to war, not the Pope. He didn't get permission, not the Pope's Maxima, as Bush called him. And that's one thing I liked about George Bush. He called that bastard with his real name. He didn't take no image. He said, there ain't no Pope's Maxima going to tell me what to do. I got the newspaper article. I kept it because it was very interesting. Now, we're going to ask ourselves another question, sister. Are you still there with me, sister? Sister Drew? Sister June? Well, we're going to ask ourselves another question. We're going to ask ourselves, how did Jesus Christ feel about somebody that looked like me and you? The people that worshiped Jesus Christ said that we was pagan, heathen, barbarian, cannibals, and we would have to be taught up under Inquisition and brutality and killing and murder about Jesus Christ. You was two-thirds of a human being. You was a subhuman being. You came from an ape. In other words, he gave us his history. That's what Jesus Christ said about us. And you couldn't worship Jesus Christ. Well, then we ask ourselves another question is, when did the white folks say it was all right for the emancipated slaves to worship Jesus? What happened? Let's look at that. So we can go back to 1870. In 1870 came the 13th and 14th Amendment for the emancipated slaves. How did these people become emancipated slaves? That's a question that we have to ask ourselves. They became emancipated slaves when the Scottish Rite Masons and the York Rite Masons fought a civil war for who was going to be in control, which Masonic order was going to be in control. Would it be the Scottish Rite Illuminati Masons, or would it be the York Rite Masons of England, who had pulled the Scottish Rite Masons out of England on Friday the 13th? That's where you got Friday the 13th, where they killed all of them, and they went to Scotland, to Worcester. You have to know that's how they became Scottish Rite Masons, and they came over here. And the great seal of the United States is the seal of the Illuminati Scottish Rite Masons. That's at large number one in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Now, George Washington was against the Illuminati form of the Scottish Rite Masons. But when Thomas Jefferson and Benjamin Franklin, who was for it, Thomas Jefferson became the second president, and this is when the Great Seal of the United States came in the building, letting you know where they live. You've been looking everywhere for the Illuminati, hell, shit. Ever since your ass been born, you've been living in the great seal of the Illuminati's country, up under their rules, their regulations for a emancipated slave. So they say that the only way that you could be an emancipated slave is that you would have to take a Christian name. So you became Mr. Gilmore, Mr. This, and Mr. Brown, and all the beautiful names that you got now as a black African American. Because if you ever listen to Elijah Muhammad, you didn't change your damn name. You have changed from that, your oppressor's name. So we see that he said the only way you can be an emancipated slave is you take a Christian name. So you did this. You got your Christian name. At that time period, you could only be in two churches. One was the Apostolic Creed Church, One was the Nicene Creed Church. They both said the same thing about you. The Nicene Creed, which is the Baptist Church, it said that you couldn't be First Baptist, you had to be Second Baptist, and you had to be separated from them under their supervision. Meaning that they told your black ass what to teach. The Apostle Creed churches said that you couldn't be Christian Methodist Episcopal, you could be Colored Methodist Episcopal, and then a man broke away from the Colored Methodist Episcopal and started African Methodist Episcopal. You could be these two churches. You had to be separated. You had to be up on the, according to the Apostle Creed order and according to the Nicene Creed order. Now, the Apostle Creed order says, is different from the Nicene Creed order. They say they both believe in Catholicism, teaching of the church. They give honor to them that their teaching was broke away from them. But I find it very interesting is that the Nicene Creed Christian, which is the Baptist and the Apostle Creed Christian and the Tertullian Creed Christian, and they don't teach the same thing about Jesus, but they Christians. But they'll tell you they're Christian. So you was given this religion, you know, that you don't know a goddamn thing about. You don't know anything. You didn't do no research, and you got the Holy Ghost speaking in tongues and saying what God done did for you. My question is, in your Bible, it said, don't have no gods before me. Is that God talking to God? Or is that somebody else talking to God? You better open your ignorant ass up, black African-American, Democrat, Republican, Christian. You better wake up because the time is near. Now, we ask ourselves another question. What did they say that they would? They said that they would give us this religion, that's what we could be, and then they said that they was going to educate us. It was all right for us to go to school with them. Not with them, but it was all right for you to have a separate school system under their supervision. They was going to teach you the three R's. They were going to teach you the three R's. They were going to teach you PE, home economic and agriculture, and music. Now, I see in 2021 that you don't know a damn thing about home economic and agriculture, but you do know PE. You're an athlete. And you're a rapper, music. You don't know nothing about agriculture and home economic. In 1870, they didn't have to teach nobody that looked like me and you agriculture and home economic. Because, hell, who you think was doing the agriculture and the home economic as a slave? It was your ancestors. Somebody looked like me and you. Somebody looked like me and you. They also said that they would give us a political party, which is called a Freeman Party, and a Freeman Bank. What happened? They also said in the peace treaty, see, they made a peace treaty with the South, as they called it. That's the Yalt-Wright Mason. That they would give you Oklahoma was your territory for the Negroes that was colored people and the Indians. So how did they come up with Negroes that was colored people and who is the Indians? were the Negroes that was colored people was the Creek Nation of people that you found them in what is called the United States. That's the reason most of your United States got tribal names of the tribes that was here. We wasn't called no Indians. Christopher Columbus' ass was lost. Asked us what we call ourselves. They classified the Algonquin tribe, which is on the east coast. The Frenchmen named them Iroquois. They've classified them as Indians. Those are the ones that signed the peace treaty. The Creek Nation never signed a peace treaty with the white man. Hell, we still at war with their ass. Meaning, I come from the Crow Nation. I'm still at war with his goddamn ass. That's what my great-great-grandpa taught me, and I got his mind. Believe me, brother, I got his mind to the maximum degree of maxtivity. Got five minds. I got mind of two old women, my grandmothers, that raised me from 7 days old till I was 18 years old. I stayed 1 week with one on May Farm and 1 week with the other one on May Farm. One was Crow on my daddy's side, and on my mama's side was Cherokee, but my mama was a half-breed. She had Ashkenazi and Cherokee in them because her grandfather was Ashkenazi. And I'm the son of a field nigga and a house nigga, meaning I know your ass to the max. that's a bad combination now, half-breed. White folks don't like them half-breed. Because they call you half-breed, you know, and you had more of the other breed in you, field nigga in you than the house nigga, then you was a unruly nigga, as they call it. And y'all don't know nothing about this. This is what they call you in the 50s and the 60s. All you people born after 1970 don't know what I'm talking about, but if you were born before then, in the 40s and the 30s, in the 20s, you know what I'm talking about. You know exactly what you don't want to know, but you know. Most people my age is in denial. I even had a nigga tell me he ain't never suffered prejudice. You must be crazy. You live in Dallas? He said he ain't never been, white folks ain't never been prejudiced to him. I asked him, could he eat at Greens in the 60s? How quick we forget. And see, when we trace the history of what we say we believe in, it's very important. And see, only you can change your mind. Somebody can tell you about this, and it's left up, as I see it, is that only a pitiful few will come out. Because you got 42 million of black African-Americans. Once you call yourself a black African-American, once a person takes on that identity of himself, you, standing in front of him, when he tell you that, you automatically know that he is ignorant. Point blank. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. I don't give a damn if he got a doctor's degree with a magna cum laude, summa cum laude, a cum laude. You know that he's ignorant. You don't have to show it, but you know he's ignorant. You don't have to tell him that he's ignorant. You don't have to say a damn thing to him, but you know he's ignorant. See, this is how you keep peace of mind. You have to know, have the knowledge of who you're talking to in 2021, of what you're talking to, you automatically know this is an ignorant person. I don't give a goddamn if it's mama. Shit. My mama a Christian. Hell, when I go see her, I know she ignorant. When she's sitting up there, I'm blessed. I'm praying and I'm doing this. Yeah, I'm doing that. You got the mind of a Christian, of a white man. That ain't your religion. That religion was given to you. You had to take that religion. But you got a choice right now in 2021 to either take it or don't take it. That's what's so good about it right now. You don't have to be none of that shit. My daddy wasn't none of that shit. Tell you quick. What he think about a God, daddy said he thought God was a possum. Died in the west, died across the water, and came over here and started walking his ass around talking about he was alive, looking like a possum to him. I feel that same damn way because I got his mind. Like I said, I got the minds of five people, my daddy, my mama, my great-great-grandpa, and both my big mamas. I got their mind. Great-great-grandpa was 120 years old when he got up out of here in 1960. I was a freshman in high school. I was with him when he got up out of here. My grandmother on my daddy's side, 109. On my mama's side, 114. My daddy was 70. My mama, 99. Right now, she living. Daddy dead. I got these people's minds. What they taught me, goddammit, I live by it. What they taught me, I'll wear a nigga's ass out with a doctor's degree, with a summa cum laude in his white daddy's language. Knowledge. Because documentation beats all bullshit conversation. And white folks wrote their history down and put it in a book. And you know what they taught you. You put it in a book. You ain't going to get nobody look like me and you to read it. Like, I was getting ready to write a book. Dr. Mann said, oh, meatball, don't write no book. Write a pamphlet. He said, black folks ain't going to read over 15 pages. So I made a pamphlet, 120 questions I asked the preacher that it came out from. That's in the Bible. I wrote a pamphlet. That's what we know about somebody that looked like us. So tracing this history of when you got the Holy Ghost and when you was put up under a peace treaty. Now, let's clarify something else. Where we've been tricked. We've been tricked that the three R's was reading, writing, arithmetic. Now, we've been bullshitting on them three words because them three words is the three weapons and it ain't got nothing to do with R-I-G-H-T-I-N-G and R-I-T-E-M-A-T-I-C. Because, see, he give you the three R's. That second R ain't no W. And that third R ain't no A. So when we read it like he gonna read it, reading, writing, arithmetic. What writing and what arithmetic has he put you up under? Because write, what do the definition of write mean? What do the definition of matic mean? What is the definition of writing in this language that you speak? You call it the Queen's language. Well, you need to know the goddamn definition of the Queen's language. That's what my grandmother teach me. That's the reason my first teaching at 3 years old was the dictionary. She gave me the dictionary. Both of them gave me the dictionary to read. And then I would read 3 pages, and then they would ask me questions on those 3 pages. And if I didn't answer them correctly, I got my ass whooped. That's why when you study your white daddy's knowledge, you study in a certain system in a certain order with the 5 W's, the 1 H, in a chronological order using etymology, meaning the origin of the word. Where did this word come from? See, each nation of people have their own language, God, government, education system. And ain't now one of them the same. So when you ask yourself a question, who has the best education system out of the Germanic race of people, go Google it, they're going to tell you the Jews. That's what they're going to tell you, the Jews. So if the Jews got the best education system, you have to study with the Jews. Now, when you study with the Jews, you'll find out there is no such thing as a New Testament, because the first 39 books of the Bible, the first 5 is the Torah, the 34 is the Tanakh. The Torah and the Tanakh is in a religion called Judaism, where there are other books to go with the Torah and Tanakh, because the Torah and Tanakh ain't what the Jews go by. They go by the Talmud. What is it doing in your Bible, the 1881 King James Bible, and why do you, they calling it an old goddamn testament when it was here before a New Testament? And in this book, it tell you ain't nothing new under the damn sun. And the New Testament is only the story of a man that's in this language named Paul, and his name is Apollonius of Tyana. Got plenty of goddamn history on him. They wrote a book. You can go to Walmart and buy the book, Apollonius of Tyana. This man called Paul. Oh, I believe it's what Paul said. Paul said, I can eat the hog from the rooter to the shooter. Paul said it. I don't have to live up under what's written in the Old Testament, because a hippie on a stick died for my sin, when the Old Testament tell you there ain't nobody can die for your sin. And your ignorant ass ought to have sense enough to know how in the hell somebody else gonna die for you. That's one of the most ignorant teachings of the church. Only a moron would believe somebody could, you could sin and all you want to be what you want to be, do what you want to be. As long as Jesus died for my sin, I'm all right. I can break all the moral rules. I can break everything. That's the reason in Christianity you can be what you want to be. That's the reason the Taliban, they don't play that shit. They up under Sharia law. That's the reason they don't want that Christian shit in their country. They still fighting, Jesus and Muhammad and Allah still fighting. Always Jesus and Allah is going to be fighting as long as Jesus controls the masses of people up under that bullshit-ass teaching that shortens your life. But you a black African-American that you ain't. You ain't check none of this out. You ain't check none of it out. You still the same old, same old. It ain't a damn thing I said is a lie. If it is a lie, prove it to me. I'm going to put a book on your ass that you ain't read. that your white daddy put. See, this shit is in the library at the Vatican. I'm coming out of the Catholic Encyclopedia. You don't know a goddamn thing about it. I'm talking to your preacher. I'm talking to the congregation. Congregation can't go no higher than your teacher. If your teacher was a moron, hell, you's an idiot. Shit. Poor blank. That's what my daddy told me that. He absolutely right. You can't go no higher than what your teacher. The same as a nation can rise no higher than its female. If your female is a bitch and a hoe, then what your children going to be? If their daddy is a dog and a fool, that's what the boy going to be. And that has happened ever since 1970, when you became a black African American with a certain culture, a certain language, a certain style, a certain belief system of a black African American that's a Democrat and a Republican. Up under the Democratic teaching, you become the most filthiest person that ever walked the face of the earth. And your Bible talk about you, too. Because if you don't know where to find you in the Bible, I'll show you where it says about you. Because the Bible describes a certain nation of people, and it goddamn sure look like you, black African American. And those are facts. See, when I meet you and you see me smiling, you wonder why I'm smiling. I'll be smiling at how big a goddamn fool you are. What you talking to me if you don't know what I'm smiling about? See, that's what keeps peace of mind, Sister Drew, that you can smile at this ignorant-ass motherfucker that's sitting inside beside you, standing up there, like my dad would say. And his goat-smelling, monkey-looking ass is an idiot. And this knowledge I know ain't no popularity. It ain't for everybody. It's only for those that have a mind. You got to have a mind to understand what I'm talking about. If you can't see it, what I'm talking about, then you Ray Charles in one eye and Stevie Wonder in the left. Other eye. Blind as hell. You'll see, I come from some people that look like this black African American that came out of us in 1970. Colored people that was Negroes. We had moral standards. Even the hoes that I pimped. Goddamn that moral standards. The hoes that's out there, man, ain't got no damn standards. They let you know that they hoes. They do anything. The one born after 1970. And that one born after 1980, and 1990, and 2000, brother, artificial hoes. Complete artificial. Everything about them artificial. Artificial eyelashes, artificial hang nails, purple hair, green hair. Don't even know where that culture come from. Don't know that's the ancient Pict. Who is the ancient Pict? You don't know. You can go Google who the Pict was. The Teutonics. Those ancient. They didn't call it England, they called it Angel Land. So this is how you got the Holy Ghost. So whenever one of them Holy Ghost Negroes come to you, you already know what year that they white daddy let them have the Holy Ghost. So Sister Drew, I see that clock on the wall, say that's all. Shema Yahweh, Yah, Amin Yah, Ika, Kamari Yah.